Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah is Daf Chof Amud Beis. And we're finishing up today's Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, which deals with Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah. And we begin towards the top of Chof Amud Beis with Sif Hei. And the Mechaber writes, Im Korah Parashas Parah. If somebody's reading Parashas Parah, one of the special four parashios that we read around Purim time, Upasak, and he stops too early. Instead of reading till the end of Pasuk Chof Beis, which is the end of Parashas Parah, he stops after reading 10 Pesukim. He reads until the Pasuk that concludes, V'lageras gor b'solcham, l'chukas olam, which is the end of Pasuk Yod, V'gol al Sefer Torah, and he closed up the Sefer Torah. So then in this situation, Chozer u'poseach, he has to go open it up again, u'matzlo, and he starts Mirosha Parasha for the beginning of the Parasha, atit ma'adarev, until concluding to the end of Pasuk Chof Beis, like you're supposed to. And he has to make a new bracha, u'mavarach lefaneo le'achrea. However, we'll qualify this in the Mishneh Berurah in a moment. But we see from here the important idea that if you didn't read the assigned Torah laning, so then you do have to go back and read from the beginning if you close up the Sefer Torah and stop the laning prematurely. But now we'll see some of the caveats in this halacha. We look in Sifkat and Yudzayin of the Mishneh Berurah. When we say over here that you closed up the Sefer Torah, regola Sefer Torah, it doesn't mean that you made the bracha achrona, the Mishneh Berurah explains. The harbi achronim is skimu. Many achronim agree over here. The galal lav davka doesn't mean that you just close up the Sefer Torah. Eloiko tolu bim berach bracha achrona. The ikr thing is, did you make the bracha achrona? Did you make ashenos elono teras emes or not? If you did, then that's a problem. You have to go back and reread it and do it with a bracha before and afterwards and start from the beginning. However, the low berach, if they just thought they were done with the 10 psukim and they finished the laning and they closed the Sefer Torah but did not make the concluding bracha, afal pi shegalal Sefer Torah, even though they closed the Sefer Torah, you just open it up again, chozer v'kori es hamosar, you just keep on reading from pasuk yed aleph, below bracha lefneh, without having to make a new bracha in front of it. Sivkot Yudches, the Mishneh Berurah further explains that you have to go back to the beginning of the parasha if you did make the bracha. Why is it not sufficient to just read from the point where you left off, Pasuk Yud Aleph? V'had lo sagi shiaskel mimokum shepasuk mitchila. Why can't the person who's getting the aliyah just make the new bracha and start from Pasuk Yud Aleph? So the kivan shelo kora mitchila kesei de shetiknu chachomim, because this is a one aliyah, and since he didn't read the entire aliyah, so when he closed up and made the bracha afterwards, he didn't officially accomplish anything. Ein kan kriya, it's not called laning, and therefore everything that you read till now, the first 10 psukim, don't count. And therefore you have to go back and make a new bracha and start from the beginning. V'yafal pikein, and even though this is the halacha, nevertheless, iskimu achronim, the achronim agree, the indileg eze pasuk eno chosid. But if you skipped only one pasuk, then you don't have to go back, because the hari kori haparshos b'shabaso shalahem, because you're going to read Parshas Chukas, which is where Parshas Parah is found, during the regular Parsha for reading Parshas Chukas, in the regular Seder of the Parshios. As we've already learned in Siv Gimel, in regards to the Parshios of the Moadim, where if you made a mistake on Yontif, so we're a little bit more makel, because that's not the regular weekly Parsha, that's a special Parsha, and why you're supposed to read it, if you made some sort of a mistake by skipping something, since you're going to read the full Parsha in the regular Seder of the Parshios, so there is a room to be makel. He says, nevertheless, Ochein calls it davka im dilei me apsukim she'enom me'ikar chovasayom. This is true where if you only skipped one or two psukim, that you don't have to go back and repeat the entire parsha over here in Parshas Parah or in the parsha of the Yom Tovim, because you didn't skip the ikar chovasayom. For example, the hainu ad vilager hagor b'solcham, you only skipped some of the psukim in the first 10 psukim, which aren't the essential part. Avol im dileg meika chovasayom, if you skip the remainder or any of the psukim from the second part of the parsha, which is the ikar part of the parsha, then hiskim be'el yoraba dechoser. Then the El Yoraba says that you do have to go back and reread the entire thing, even though we said that for missing one pasuk on these days, you don't have to normally go back. As we've already learned in the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Aleph regarding the psukim of the Korban Musaf, where we said if you missed the non-essential part, so even though that's what you're supposed to have learned, it's not the end of the world. But if you missed the essential parts, then it is the end of the world. You have to go back and reread the entire parsha. Now we go to Sifav. The Mechaber writes, Hakori b'Tori Rishon, the first person reading in the Torah, he gets Rishon. V'kare sheni mashakar Rishon. Then they call up the second Aliyah. Let's say the first Aliyah was a Kohen, the second Aliyah now called up Levi, and he starts reading from the same exact place that the Kohen read. So imho sifa mashakar Rishon, if he added on additional psukim, three psukim, like you're supposed to, shlosha psukim, so he reread the first three psukim that the Kohen read, for example, and now he read those three psukim plus three additional new psukim, or at least the wafilu shnayim, but Malcolm the left shore, at least he read two additional psukim beyond the first three, because there was no room to read more than that because the inyun was done. So then, also sheni olam in a minyan. So then the Levi Aliyah over here counts as one of the required aliyos, even though he only read two new psukim, but since he read a total of at least three psukim, that does count. V'imlav, however, if he didn't read at least three psukim, then eino olam min haminyan. Then this Levi's aliyah doesn't count as one of the required leos, with one exception, chutz mi pari achag, mishum de lo efshar. When you're talking about the laning on sukkahs, which, as we'll see, there's different custom between Eretz Yisrael and in chutz laretz, so then you don't have an opportunity. You have to reread stuff that's already been read, and the entire aliyah is rereading. In chutz laretz, the fourth aliyah is a rereading of what has already been read. In Eretz Yisrael, every aliyah is a rereading of what was previously read, since you don't have any alternative over there. So in that situation, despite the fact that the second, third, or fourth aliyah has reread and not added on to what the original aliyah read, it is acceptable. Now we'll understand this a little bit better when we go through the Mishnah Berurah on Siv Vav. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yutes writes, V'dafka b'dieved, that which we said that you're allowed to go over and read what the kohen read in the Levi's aliyah and then just add two or three psukim, so that's only something b'dieved. It's acceptable after the fact. Avo lechatrila, but certainly to do this lechatrila on purpose, ain't kedai. That's not appropriate. Shiikwala mafreya me psukim akodmin. It's not appropriate to go and reread the psukim that the kohen read and then just add on two or three psukim. Afilu miyirtzel hosef aleim kama. Even though your intention was to read additional psukim, we don't reread psukim that were already read. However, ach yesh noagim b'parshas b'chukosai, he says during parshas b'chukosai, korin la'ola tochicha, the one who gets the aliyah of the tochicha, shlosha psukim kodem. We start him off three psukim before the tochicha starts, even though the previous aliyah ended by the tochicha, so we go back, he says, l'chatrila, and reread the last three psukim, kedei l'haskel b'dover tov, in order that we should not start off in the middle of a negative idea, the tochicha being, of course, the very big curse to Klal Yisrael Rachmanu Litzlan when we don't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to do. And this idea of starting off with a dover tov, that's actually, the Dirshu footnote number 23 brings down from the Ramah in Simim Kuflam and Ches, which we'll learn shortly, in Yitzhak Hashem in tomorrow's year, that a person should always be mechaven, shiaskul tomid likwa b'dover tov. You should always try to start off every aliyah with a good thing. You try not to end an aliyah with a bad thing. So he says, in this situation, afshekvar korai shlishi osan apsukim, even though the person who got the third aliyah already read those psukim, but since the person who's going to get the fourth aliyah is going to therefore start with the tochicha, so we allow him to reread the last three aliyahs of the third aliyah and then continue reading in the tochicha. The issue footnote number 24 brings down, she medubar b'mokum shenoagim shorav av beizdin ola l'shlishi. This is a situation where the av beizdin, the rav in the shul, would, let's say, get shlishi, even for parashas b'chukosai, which would end by the tochicha. Ach kidei sheyuchlo likro la'ola harvi, shlosha psukim kodim la'tochacha, so therefore you don't want to have the person getting revi, an aliyah that starts with the tochicha, so therefore we reread the last three psukim of shlishi. However, he brings down, shenochan adover, it's more appropriate that the rav, who's getting shlishi, yimchol akvodo, he should give up on his kavod and instead get revi that Shabbos, and therefore there won't be any need in that situation to do what we just said. The way our aliyahs are structured, when the chukosai comes out like it does this year, alone by itself, so shlishi actually starts three psukim before the tochicha. And this obviates this problem. Sivkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you need to get three psukim. B'mokum shefshir, when we said that you should try to add on three psukim plus what you reread from the coins aliyah, that's when you can do three additional psukim. And then in Sivkot and Chof Aleph, he writes, but if you can't, or afilu shnayim, hainu, under these situations, shahosif shnei psukim al posuk echo shakorim imash lefonav. If you read one posuk from the repeating from what the Kohen read, and then two additional psukim, so then this person can bid the Evid count as one of the kruim, one of the people that's needed for the liyas for that day. And this actually we do lechatrila on every Rosh Chodesh, that we read the first two psukim for Kohen, and then we read the third psukim, Yomar Tor Lohem Zeho Yisheh, so the Kohen reads that aliyah as the last of his psukim, and the Levi, Maskil Pasuk Shikara Kohen, and the Levi starts reading from the third pasuk in the parasha, and he only adds to Yomar Tor Lohem only two additional psukim. So the first two aliyahs, Kohen and Levi, is a total of only five psukim, two plus the third pasuk by the Kohen, and then that third pasuk again by the Levi, plus two additional psukim. And that's because, mipnei she'efshor b'inyanachem, because there is no alternative over here, because you finished off the sugya in these psukim, and you can't start another separate sugya. Kimoshi yisbar, b'hilchos Rosh Chodesh, as we will learn in Yitzhak Hashem, when we come to the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. The issue footnote number 25 brings down that this is based upon the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Chof Gimel, where the Bir Halacha writes over there, Shekein Da'asa Chasam Sofer, that we do it this way based upon the opinion of the Chasam Sofer to break up the Kohen Levi over five psukim with 2 plus 1 and then 1 plus 2 for the Kohen and Levi Aliyah. However, the Mishnah Berurah there brings down that the Vilna Gaon didn't hold that way, and he said The Levi should begin where the Kohen left off, and the Shlishi chozer al shloshes ha-psukim shekor kvar, u'mosev aleim shnei psukim. He says it's preferable to let the Levi Aliyah read from the third conclusion of the third pasuk, i.e. from the start of the fourth pasuk, and go further, and then let the person who's getting the third Aliyah reread that which the Levi read. The Chazon Ish paskin, in fact, like the Shulchan Aruch, because of the Ramban, paskining essentially not like the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. However, Rav Tukachinsky, Zatzal in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, says in his Sefer Eretz Yisrael that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael among the Prushim is to actually follow the Gra, as many minhagim in Eretz Yisrael follow the practices of the great Vilna Gaon. And he says furthermore, V'kein she'en Levi b'veis ha'knesses, what happens if you don't have a Levi in Shul? So then the Kohen's going to read the Aliyah twice. So he's going to basically read the third Pasuk the first time he gets the Aliyah, and then he's going to read it again the second time he gets the Aliyah. Is that a problem? So he brings down from the Shelus to Tshuva Simar Yosha, which we had actually discussed a week or two ago, B'mokum Levi yochol ha'kohen lalo shenis. If the Kohen's coming up in the place of the Levi, he can get this Aliyah, and even though he's reading the same Pasuk two times, not a problem. And this is the opinion as well of the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Leinian Kriyas Cholamoyt Sukkis, in regards to the laning on Sukkis, where all four Aliyahs are the same. So if you don't have a Levi and you're calling up the Kohen again, so the Kohen basically is rereading the exact same Aliyah had for Kohen in the Levi place. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi says that's not a problem. V'mein Levi no'agin shakohen olo she'enis b'mokam a Levi. No problem. However, the Torah Chaim brings down that is a problem. And he says in this situation, it might be preferable to ask the Kohen to leave the shul and not go up to get an Aliyah at all. And this is in fact the opinion that's brought down in the Nefesh Chaya as well. The issue footnote number 26 brings down if they made a mistake by accident and on Rosh Chodesh, the Levi started to read Yomar Tov Lahem, and he kept on going, not just till the end of the fifth pasuk, but he kept on going all the way up to Barashecha Shechem, to the end of where the third Aliyah would normally end, so the Shari Ephraim brings down, so then the person who gets the third Aliyah just starts from Olas Tomid, and he reads until Roshecha Shechem, even though the Levi already read that, because there is no alternative over here, Kivan Shein Ef Shoros Acheres, there is no other alternative, and that is in fact what the halach is when no choice is available. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavbeis Vayis B'Makom Dolo Efshar, where you have no alternative. Hainu Dolo Efshar Likro Shlosha Kim Shnayim Mishum Desolik Inyana. That's when you can't read three additional psukim because you finished off an inyan and you have to stop after two psukim, or else you start a third inyan. The Lo Efshar Klal Hevidumi De Pariachai, because if there was no option at all, so then we'd be talking about the same situation that we've just spoke about on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Sivkat and Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shelo Kara Shlosh Psukim. If you didn't read three Psukim, the Efshelo Likor Shlosha, and you were capable of reading three Psukim, O Shelo Kara Shnayim, B'mokam Doya Efshelo Al Kopponim Likor Shnayim, you didn't read at least two Psukim when you had the choice to do at least two Psukim, so then in this situation, you don't count the Levi for getting an Aliyah. You have to go back and call up the third person that will be essentially the second Aliyah of that day. Sivkot and Chavdala, the Mishnah were right, Eina Olam and Aminyan, as we just said, you don't count the Levi's Aliyah in this situation because he didn't read the available three psukim or two psukim plus what he read for Kohen, so we don't count him as one of the Aliyahs for the Torah that day. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Miloshun Zeh, based upon this language, Mashma de'ein Isser Badover, there is no technical Isser in this, Lachzav Likros Mashakor Ola Mishalafonov, to go and reread what was read already. The only problem is, Eloshein Ola Lemina Krum, you can't count him for one of the required Aliyahs for the day, whether it's 3, 4, 5, or 6 or 7. The Ozul Shitasi, and this is based upon his Halacha that's brought down in Simon Reish Pei Beis in Sif Beis, and he says, look in the Ramah over there who disagrees with this. The issue footnote number 29 brings down that the Ramah holds Shesover Shenagu Le'esar. He says it's actually also to do this, to go and reread what was read previously without having a reason to do so. The one exception is on Simchas Torah when you're allowed to do this. The Mishnah Berurah over there also adds Sheyesh Omim Sha'at B'chasen Amutter. If you have, I guess he's talking about an Ofruf, and you have many people that are requiring to get an Aliyah, so he says you could also maybe reread in this situation, but he concludes V'siyim Shemenogenu Le'esar B'chasen. We don't do this even by a chasana. The only time we allow people to reread the previous Aliyah is on Simchas Torah. He brings down the Shaarat Zion over there. He adds, the same thing would apply if you had multiple people, let's say yard sites, or for whatever the reason, that needed to get an Aliyah. So he says you shouldn't reread over and over again. That's also not the right minhag. We're not makel in this fashion. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Sif Katan Chavhei, and Sukkis, Pari Achag, so B'cholamayt Sukkis, Dorvi, Chosev, Akori, Mashakor, Akon, Velevi. Here in Chutz Loretz, what we do is we have the fourth person getting the Aliyah rereading what the second and third person read for that day, Mishum Delo Efshel, Likros, Lefonov, Masha Eno, Meinyano, Shoyom, because there is no alternative. You can't go on to reading a different day's Pasuk, because that's not appropriate. So therefore, you don't have a choice, so you repeat what you read for the second and third Aliyah. The issue footnote number 30 brings down in Eretz Yisrael, as we've already mentioned, Kivan Sheimbo Sfekad Yoma, they don't have any doubt as to what the day is, so they read just, for example, on the second day of Chol HaMoed, they read by Yom HaShlishi, and they read all the Aliyos, they read the same exact lane by Yom HaShlishi, by Yom HaShlishi, by Yom HaShlishi, by Yom HaShlishi, four times, so therefore that's not a problem also of repeating because you have no alternative. That concludes Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. And we'll start just briefly Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. Simen Kuf Lamed Ches deals with Shelo Yishayer B'Parsha Pachos Misholshe Psukim. When you conclude an Ali, you have to make sure that you don't conclude it within less than three Psukim of a Parsha. We'll explain what that means in a moment. So let's start off. The Mechaber writes, Hakori B'Torah, somebody's reading in the Torah, Lo Yishayer B'Parsha Pachos Misholshe Psukim. When you stop, at the end of the Aliyah, you should make sure that you're at least three psukim away from a break in the Torah, a parsha, mibnei hayotzim, because of the people that might be leaving in between the Aliyahs, or mibeis haknesses. Those people are going to say, shiomar, they're going to say, ha'ola achrav, the person getting the next Aliyah will only read two psukim till the end of that parsha. He's only going to read two psukim, and they'll mistakenly think that that's acceptable. So therefore, always leave at least three psukim between where you're stopping and the start of the next inyan, the next parsha, so anybody leaving will know that the next person also read at least three psukim. This is explained further in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph. Hainu, in other words, Shelo Yisayim Lushum Echod Me'olim, Somuch L'Hascholos HaParsha. When you're stopping, don't stop too close to the next parsha. Shachrel, that comes next. Pachos Mishlosh Psukim. At least have three Psukim before the next Parsha. Why? Mibnei Hayotzin, Bain Gavra Legavra. Because the people that might be leaving after the Aliyah, what are they going to think? They're mistakenly going to think she is Beru. They're going to say, Sheyal Akra, the next person that's going to get an Aliyah, Lo Yikra Rakshne Psukim, out of Parsha. They're going to mistakenly think that he's only going to lay in two Psukim until the end of the Parsha. Then the Mishnah Berurah here explains, what do I mean by Parsha? Hainu Psucha Ostuma. This means the pauses which are found in the Sefer Torah that are either Psucha Ostuma, small pauses of a certain amount of spaces in between the letters, or you actually start a new line, a new paragraph. Those are called Psucha or Stuma. And not when we say a parsha, v'lo masha olam korin parsha, not which the Velt says is a parsha, which means hainu sheni u'shlishi, the end of an aliyah, which they call sheni or shlishi or revi, etc., the hu tos gomer. That has nothing to do with the parsha that we're talking about over here. So you have to be careful not to stop too close to a parsha that's a psucha or a stuma because of the mistake that the next person might make, that if you don't have three psukim, he's going to think the next aliyah is only going to get two psukim. V'yisbru lomar, and they're going to say shemutra kriya afilu pachos mishlosh psukim. This is going to lead to a takala, a mistake that people are going to make. Said, oh, I saw them do this. It must be that they are allowed to read only two psukim for an aliyah. V'imtov v'siim shnei psukim somach leparshu berech leachra. And what happens if they did stop there and they made such a mistake? If the inyan is over there, can go with parshas hamoados, for example, on the Yom Tovim. So shetah b'revi v'lo shir rak shnei psukim. So if they finish the fourth aliyah on a yontif and there's only two psukim left till the end of the laning, so maschil lemachamishi posuched lemafreya. So then you start the fifth aliyah, go back and repeat one of the psukim that you already read by the fourth aliyah, and then read that with two additional psukim to finish off the parsha. V'lo solik in yonah, and if it's not the end of a subject, if it's not the end of a sugya, so then ein ha'ola achrav maskel mafreya pasuk. Then you don't have to go back one pasuk. Elayasi likros mimokum shesiyam ha'ola shalafonim. Then you can conclude from the place where the previous aliyah finished off. V'yikra osin shnei psukim. Read the two psukim till the end of the parsha. But then, as long as you still have more to read, v'ot shloshim psukim. Read another three psukim or yoser or more than that. Miparsha shalachreah. And in this way, you'll, so to say, correct the mistake that was made. We'll stop over here. This concludes today's share. Mitzvah Hashem will pick up tomorrow.